Unit 3. The Fabulous Life of... Speaker 1.
Bill Gates is a technologist and a business leader who was born in Seattle, Washington in 1955. He grew up with an amazing and supportive family who helped him develop his interest in computers at an early age. He was so interested in computers that, together with Paul Allen, he started a small company called Trafodata in 1970. The teenagers sold the city of Seattle a computer that could count city traffic. When they started Microsoft, their vision of a computer on every desktop and in every home seemed impossible to most people. Today, thanks to Microsoft and many other companies, this vision has become reality in many parts of the world and has changed our society a lot. In 2008, 33 years after founding Microsoft, Gates left his full-time job there. These days, Bill focuses most of his time on the work he and his wife Melinda are doing through their charity foundation, which they officially started in 2000. People are often surprised to hear him say that his work has a lot in common with his work at Microsoft. In both cases, he gets to bring together smart people and work with them in solving big and difficult problems. Bill is proud to know that the Charity Foundation is helping many people all over the world to live healthier and more productive lives. For example, in 2010, Bill and Melinda promised to donate $10 billion over the next few years to help research, develop, and deliver important medicine for the world's poorest countries. In 2012, Bill decided to fight and eradicate polio, and as a result, astonishing achievements have been made in ending this illness.
Speaker 2.
Joanne K. Rowling was born in Yate, England, in July 1965 and grew up in Chepstow, Gwent, where she went to a comprehensive school. At that time, she started her writing career. She was only six when she wrote her first story called Rabbit. She also liked reading a lot, which is why she read her short imaginative stories to her sister, Di. Rowling then went to the Wydean School and College and later attended the University of Exeter, where she earned a BA degree in French and Classics. It was in 1990 when Rowling had the idea for the Harry Potter series while waiting for a train. Her mind was suddenly flooded with ideas about a boy who attended a school for wizardry. She did not have a pen with her at that time, so she kept thinking about it and immediately sat down to write as soon as she reached her flat. Over the next 5 years, she outlined the plots for each book and began writing the first novel. She finally sold the book, Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, for about $4,000. Rowling's book, Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire, became the fastest-selling book in history. By this time, the first three Harry Potter books had earned approximately $480 million in 3 years, with over 35 million copies in print in 35 languages. Book number six, Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince, sold 6.9 million copies in the United States in the first 24 hours. The biggest opening in publishing history. Rowling, now one of Britain's richest women, richer than even the Queen, does not plan to write any more books in the series. J.K. Rowling also co-founded a charity foundation in 2005. She decided to do so after she had read an article about children who were sleeping in caged beds in institutions in the Czech Republic. A special edition of J.K. Rowling's book, The Tales of Beedle the Bard, was auctioned for the foundation in 2007, raising £1.95 million, and the following year this title was published to help the charity organization.